Yeah, we'll give a little akdama to Parakeskes Habatim. Some main concepts which will help us understand the Gemaras. Now, Nechasim are split into two groups. We have Karkos and we have Metatlin. And the Derech to be Machzik in Karkos and Metatlin are different. In that Metatlin, we say that whoever is the current holder of the item is deemed the owner automatically. And even if we knew that a few hours ago someone else was holding on to this Dover HaMetaltel, we still are going to say that the current holder is the owner. By Karkois, the halacha is different. Over there we say that the Marakama, the original Bailim, the one that we know as the owner of this Karka, is always going to win, unless someone else is Mexican in his Karka for the span of 3 years. There's three ways in explaining the difference between these two items, Karkois and Metatlin. What's the difference between the two? Why is Metatlin Miyad, but Karkois Gimel Shonim? First Mahalich is based on the Gemara later on. Chavtes, the Gemara tells us, Shasa Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Mishtari Tarti Vetlas Mizdar Tfila Mizdar. People tend to be careful with their documents for the first 3 years after their purchase. After 3 years, people tend to lose the title. So the Fiza, we could explain simply that when it comes to Karkois, when someone comes and he says, this is my Karka, within 3 years, there's a Shaila, Ach v'shtarcha, show me your star. If you're indeed the owner, why don't you have a title? Why don't you have a document that could prove to us that you are indeed the Bailam? By Metatlin, the people don't normally sell with shtar, the chazaka is miyad. And in truth, this is a Rashbam later on in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Rashbam writes, "Cheska shalashonim leinemer el b'mekarki, avav b'metatlin mishu muchzik b'shal chaveri afilu shal achas shanu royim shi'etsi mitachas yadoyim afal pi sheish chaveri edim shu shahaya shaloi neman ze amachzik leim lekuach ubiyadi zestam lekuach metatlin chaveri b'leidim ukainu b'leish tar." And when it comes to metatlin, whoever is currently holding onto the item, even for a second, although the other person that's challenging him has witnesses that it was his a little ago, we still believe the second person. Why? Because stam lukeach metatlin mechaveru, whoever buys metatlin from someone else normally buys it without edim and without a shtar. This is the first pshat that simply by Makarkois we have a shayla ach v'shtarchet mashenken. When it comes to metatlin, we don't have this question because people tend to sell these items without a shtar. Rav Moshe, however, had a beautiful diuk in the Rashbam that it's not stam a shayla, it's not a question that we come and we question your ownership of the karka, or by metatlin, we don't question your ownership of the metatlin. It's more than that. It's that by metatlin we could see an achiza, we could see a holding on the item because it's the derech is to sell without a shtar. Masha'inkin by karkois, the Rashbam is telling us, you don't have an achiza here. We can't view you as a holder because you don't have a shtar. It's not that you're holding and we have a question on your ownership. We have a doubt in regard to your ownership. It's more than that. It's that we can't view you as if you are here at all because you don't have a shtar. The words of the Gemara, Tfeila Mizdar, this whole pshat in the Rashbam, is only the Fida Maskana of the Gemara. We're still holding on the beginning, the first daf. So we have to explain, what did the Gemara think in the beginning, before the Gemara's Mechadish, this concept of Mizdar Hinish Bishtari for the first 3 years, how did the Gemara understand the difference between Kakois and Metatlin? So we're going to have an additional two pshatim, and perhaps that's what the Gemara thought in the beginning. Before we get to that, it's proper to bring up a Rebbe Baruch Ber in Birka Shmuel. He explains that when it comes to Metatlin, the Yisod of the Chazaka is what we learn, Achzukin Shebegan V'Leim Achzikinon. Then in Halacha, we don't worry that someone's going to be a burglar. Burglary is not something we assume for. So that's why if someone holds onto your tie, if someone holds onto your shirt, we assume that it's rightfully his. Why? Because we don't assume someone's going to be a burglar. The Gemara tells us that by Dvarim Asuyim Lahaskiru Lahashil, things that are normally lent, things that are normally borrowed, those are not subject to Hilchas Metaltalin, and their Chazakah is not Miyat. The fear of Baruch Ber, it's understandable, because over there we don't have this concept of, oh, you know why he has it? Because it's rightfully his, because Achzukin Shebegan Vilim Mechzikina. Over there, we can explain, you know why he's holding on to it? Because it was lent to him. So Baruch Ber is really teaching us that an Achizan Metaltalin needs to be a Tfisa Muchachas. It has to be a proven holding. We have to have your achiza with a clear explanation. And when it comes to a normal item, the explanation is that we don't assume you're a burglar, rather you received it. Kedent. Now like this. V'derech klal avodim cheskasam v'gimel shanim. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph tells us that a cheskas evid katan hamutal ba'arisa, a small evid that's still in a crib, you can move him around. It's how the halacha is different. Amar Rava, im hayo katan amutal ba'arisa, yesh le chazok al ha'altar. Eved katan amutal ba'arisa, just like any other metatlin. And now this is, although the derech is to write ishtar on eved katan, the halacha still tells us that he's nechshav like metatlin. And now the pshat in this is like Reb Baruch Ber explains. When you have Eved Kotel Mutal Baris in your hands, it's a Tfisa Mukhrachas. Burglary isn't something that we're not chayish for. And this is why it wins over the Shtar. Which means, when it comes to something that we don't have an explanation as to why you're holding on to it, we could question your ownership. When we have a proven holding, which is the case by a normal Metatlin, you are right away viewed as the owner. By Karka, there's no Achiza of Mukhrachas, and that's why its Chazaka is not like Metatlin. Now this brings us to the next two Pshatim, based on what Reb Baruch Ber just taught us, in explaining the difference between Karkayis and Metatlin. The second Pshat, which we could add on to what we learned, without Divrei Rashbam, is as follows. The reason as to why Karka is not a proven holding is because it's not possible to have an achiza and a karka where we have a marakama. Whenever there's a marakama here, chazaka on this piece of land is no longer possible. And that's the mashmois in the Rambam in the Tur when he explains the reason as to why karkayis require chazaka of gimel shanim. He writes, karka becheskas ba'aleo medazok the Rambam. Which means to say that whenever there's a marakama, the karka remains in his hand, and it's not possible for someone else to come and remove his ownership. Technically, it's not possible. So the fiza, we can explain that if it's not possible, that's why its din is different than metaltalin. Its achiza is mukhrachas, it's a proven holding, and right away you're deemed the owner. When it comes to karka, it's not possible to have an achiza here, so therefore your ownership is not with a proven holding. And that's why we require Gimel Shanim. And another mahalach of explaining as to why Karka doesn't have a proven holding, doesn't have a Tfisa Mukhrachas, is based on the Musag that Achzukin Shebegan Velim Achzikinan is not said in regards to Karka. Achzukin Shebegan Velim Achzikinan only said by Metatlin. We don't assume that someone's going to break into your house and steal your tie. Mashainkin, when it comes to Karkois, why shouldn't we assume that someone will just walk onto your land? That's not burglary. He's walking onto your land. And this is Mivur and Divrei Ha'Ritva. The Gemara asks over here in the Chav Ches, Minayin Lechazaka Shehi Gimel Shanim. So the Ritva explains that the Kasha is a Maman of Shach. And these are his words. She'im ein tfisa la'atarayah, mipnei shuhu dover sha'odam yochali kanas ha'soichoi. Mipnei shuhu dover sha'odam yochali kanas ha'soichoi. Lama lahem chazaka lo'ilam. It's mashma clearly in the Ritva that he learns that the chisaron in karka is this, that someone could just walk onto your land. It's possible for someone to just come and enter into your house. And that's why karkayis don't share the same halacha as metatlin, that their chazaka is miyat. Comes out that we have three pshatim in explaining the difference between karka and metatlin. One mahalach was based on the maskanas ha-gemara, that shasa kamaisa mizdari and shibishtar, tarti utlas mizdari, tfilo mizdari. We had an additional two pshatim based on the Yisoid of Baruch Ber, that a tfisa mukrachas, a proven holding of a chzukin shebeganim v'loy mechzikin, is only said in regards to metatil, and that's why the chazaka is miyad. Vashenki by karkois, where its holding is not proven, for two reasons. Either, like the Rambam says, because karka becheskas ba'aleo medes, or the fila ritva, mipnei shu davar sha'adam yochel ikanas ha'seichai, that's why they're not subject to this halacha, and they require 3 years of chazaka in order to view you as an owner. Yashu Koyach. Thank you for listening.